Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And just by the way, our call-in number is 800-313-9443. That number again is 800-313-9443, and we'll be taking questions actually in a few minutes. And so what happened was this person was initially offered surgery. The question is, if the second surgery was one day, then not the next day, if it was an honest mistake, was the first surgery also an honest mistake? Was the first surgery even necessary? But this person was insured and was so anxious to use, exploit the insurance, that she didn't question the necessity of the first surgery. This is an example of where lying to yourself can lead. Absolutely devastating. Now, another thing that we'll often ask about is this doctors sharing information with patients and the things that they do. Now, in medical school, we were sternly advised that if we were to become doctors, that we would be licensed. And to have a license means that you have special permission from the government to do things that if you did not have a license, those things would be a crime if someone else did them. And so we were first told, okay, asking someone to take off all their clothes so you can examine them and poke your fingers and objects into every hole in their body would be a crime if a regular non-licensed person did that. So you start with that, it's like, oh, okay, all right, I understand that. And then we move on to defining deadly as a lethal dose or a dose that kills 50% of people who take a drug. Well, then, is it lawful to prescribe a drug that's going to kill 10% who take it? And so, of course, the answer in medical school was yes, because the drug does more good than harm. And so these lies were built one on top of the other. Of course, the biggest lie is the standard of care protocol. And the way the protocol works is you go to step one, tell the patient, hey, do this. We have every expectation this is going to work because research has shown that the benefits outweigh the risk, of course. And of course, that doesn't work. And then you go to step two, which is to add a second drug, and step three, which is to add a third drug, and so on and so on and so on. And so, of course, in medical school, I raised my hand and I said, wait, why don't we just start with drug number 5 and skip drugs 1 through 4? And so I was told that that was unacceptable, and of course, I lacked the proper attitude. But this is what doctors are taught. So they're taught that they can do these things because they have a license. Because they have a license, these things are legal when they would actually be legal for an unlicensed person to do the same. So let's do some questions. So calling questions are 800-313-9443. And we've got a lot of activity here in the chat room. Let's check it out. All right, I got all kinds of buttons here to click, so I make sure that I can see. All right, so let's check out some questions here. Is it true that there's no such thing as palmistry in medical charts? When you tell your doctor, is it just everyone else as well? This is interesting. It depends who everyone else is. When you come down to it, once you tell something to your doctor, the information is automatically shared with your insurance act, and the government is more or less the payer or regulator in care. According to HIPAA, the government has rights to all medical charts without any further consent on the part of the patient. So there is no such thing as your privacy. Now, what about your relatives if they want to know? What if you die and your relatives want to know? You want to say, I want all those medical records. I want to go through those medical records, and I want to know what happened. Privacy. No, they don't have a right to that. So the privacy is construed to create privacy for the industry. And even if a person wants to see their own records, they are allowed to do so in the company of a certified medical professional or REID, representative of the health center with, of course, lawyers and whatever. It's basically outrageous. So the privacy is for the industry, not for you. Okay. All right. Dr. Daniels, what is your advice for healing moles on the skin that have changed, grown, or gotten darker? Okay, so I have to say, this is not medical advice. This is my personal opinion. And, you know, any action you take is your responsibility and yours alone. I accept no responsibility at all. Okay, so what's my advice for healing moles on the skin that have changed, grown, or gotten darker, or any moles? You know, back when I was 30-something, I got this mole on my forearm. And it was changing color and getting bigger. I said, oh my God, geez, I don't feel like having a biopsy. When you're 30-something, you worry about scars. You know, cosmetic. I don't want a scar there. So I started putting tea tree oil on it several times a day. It went away at the end of that. Well, let's just say you have something a little more robust than that. I mean, it's a mole. It's been there for years, and all of a sudden it starts changing. What I would do is I would use black salve, and I personally use black salve on a couple of moles. It works pretty nicely. Takes a bit of nerve because after 3 days it swells up, it's painful, and then over a period of weeks the mole pops out just like a drain plug, and then of course it heals over, and if you're patient for a year or two, you really can't even tell where it was. So, this person says, okay, they don't want to have a biopsy. You know, if you don't want to have a biopsy, I think that's reason enough not to have one. Someone commented, one-way privacy. Yes, it's like a one-way mirror. Okay, so let's see. We got more questions here. It's going to creep here. Okay, so someone in the chat room mentions Project Hippocrates. Dr. Dennis, what do you think about Project Hippocrates? It's an effort of the Carnegie Mellon School of Computer Science and Shadyside Medical Center to develop advanced planning, simulation, and execution technologies for the next generation of computer-assisted surgical robots. Okay. There are a lot. And one robot is a, a mechanical device, is a morcellation device. Morcellation basically is to grind up. I'll make a nick in the skin, stick something in it, have it grind up to suck it. What they found is lesions that were 100% harmless, benign, turned out to actually have cancer deep inside of them. And the reason they were 100% harmless is historically the cancer never, ever, ever spread because the body just kind of walled it off. An example of this is fibroids. And so people started getting cancer when they got these computerized automated type surgeries. And so there's been a bit of a sticking point with them. And it's been, you know, a fair amount of unexpected complications. But personally, if it was me, I would not subject myself to a robot-assisted surgery. Now, it's all about choice, Project Hippocrates, what the heck, why not, you know, go ahead and check it out, see what they come up with. But personally, I wouldn't subject myself to that. Okay, let's see. All right. Now, this is something actually I'm going to be covering in a future show, but I'll read it now. My father was diagnosed as having a silent heart attack. For those of you listening who don't know what a silent heart attack is, a silent heart attack is a heart attack that has no symptoms before, during, or after the heart attack. So this person didn't have any chest pain or shortness of breath. And the doctor did a screening EKG and said, oh my gosh, you had a heart attack in the past. I didn't even know when you had it, but you had it. And so then the The person's father got a pacemaker, medications, developed diabetes, gained weight, and died. And the question is, in the medical world, would that success? The answer is absolutely. This is a sterling success. It's something the medical industry would actually be very proud of. Okay. So, Dr. Dennis, would you say, I'll just see what this person says. I stopped going to the doctor for anything 10 years ago, and I've never been happier. This is an interesting thing to note. It's difficult to measure happiness, but that is huge. Going to the doctor every year and having yourself poked and prod, you know, creates a tremendous anxiety, tremendous stress level. I've had so many people say, oh, I'm going to go get my annual, and I'm so worried at what the doctor might find. You should be even more worried about what he might make up. But this is key, happiness. I stopped my health insurance back in 1994, I think it was, and the feeling of happiness just is awesome. No screening tests, no needles, nothing being shoved up your rectum or your vagina or down your urethra. It's an incredible feeling of just literally taking back your body. Okay, what do you think of VA of veterans allowing the hospital to do more tests, hoping to be classified more sick so their check goes up? This is very tempting, and a lot of veterans, you know, don't have a lot of money, and they really do need more money, and financially they're just absolutely strapped. However, having more tests done to document more debilitation might not be a good idea, because the tests themselves are debilitating. And so there's a balance there. In other words, you could get a CAT scan done and have a reaction to the dye, and that could kill you. So it doesn't make sense to go in and get tests done to be classified as more sick. It might make sense to go in, let the doctor write a bunch of prescriptions, get the script filled, and you know, if that helps you get classified as being more disabled or something, and get a bigger check out of it, you don't have to eat cat food or live under a live in a cardboard box, I think that would be a reasonable trade-off. Okay. Okay, so this person says he's made it easier on himself years ago. He doesn't talk to doctors at all. Problem solved. There you go. I had a mole removed, and they told me I needed to pay $300 or more for a biopsy. For those of you who don't understand the nuance here, is the $300 is for a pathology report. Standard of care says whenever a doctor takes anything out of a person's body, the pathologist has to get paid. So the pathologist has got to get paid whenever a doctor takes something out. And that's the standard of care. And so this person had a biopsy, and they told them, hey, the pathologist needs $300. And now this person wrote in the statement, I didn't order this, I don't want this, I'm not paying for it. And that's a start. Now, again, if you have health insurance, the insurance can pay for these things, and that makes the members of the medical industrial complex very bold and very willing to do things that you don't consent to or without checking first, because their feeling is, it's going to get covered one way or another. Call number for questions again is 800-313. Okay. This person says, I know a lot of people who are incapable of making complex or even small decisions correctly. And someone else said, you can easily solve that by listening to Dr. Daniels for starters. Again, even people who are incapable of making complex decisions. With the medical industrial complex, decisions are very simple. Yes, no, very simple. And they try to make them appear complex, but you're really talking about a yes or a no. It's like a guy asking a girl for a date. They'll say yes, and you say no. So if you can understand that it's just a yes or a no, very simple, very easy. When I was in high school, I got put in this advanced class. I was taking calculus when I was in the ninth grade. And I had this professor, and so he'd ask me a question. He would say the answer was maybe. And then maybe to a math question, it's like, oh no. But it's very simple. It's when is it yes and when is it no. So any decision that might appear complex can be broken down into a series of yeses and nos. And so if you keep on that level, it makes it very, very easy. And people who are incapable of making decisions, that's another matter, they would be called indecisive. And this is a problem, I think, with college education. And we see it seeping into medical school. It's like, well, you don't want to cut off your option. You don't want to say no to something because then, you know, you might want to do it later. Decision, but from, to decide. So our next generation is being programmed to simply not decide and leave that to somebody else. And I've had doctors look at me and say, oh my God, Dr. Daniels, you decided? You made a decision? You told an insurance company no? Yes, I did. Like, oh my God, how could you do that? And so people at all levels are being trained not to decide. Even doctors are being trained not to decide. The person comes in with something, boom, refer them to somebody else. That's it. Don't decide. And we'll do more questions when we come back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureEffect.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similarly, the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer.